Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, we're back. It's a Wednesday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, ever since I screwed up the days of the week yesterday, I have to really think, which day is it? Which day is Red October Rally? Blah, 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 blah. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, brother Spike. Don't worry. This is just the beginning of screwing up days around here. This is what the month of October usually is like when the fightings take us deep into Red October. So I expect us to be basically delusional.
Right. What day is it?
We don't know what day it is. Yeah, we don't know. I expect that to be coming up shortly. But before we get to that, and Jackie Baseball and James Seltzer's big debut tonight.
Oh, 6 o'clock.
Calling
oh, man.
Squad game. Can't wait to hear that. Fransky in L.A. Watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out. Jackie Baseball. Listen, we only got a couple more days, brother. Don't worry. I'm with you. Don't worry. We got to wait now. You got to wait. Don't pop the blue chew just yet. Hold off till Friday. We got more important things to talk about with the Midnight Green. I'll let you boy.
It is all I thought about. Struggling to sleep last night. Well, watching the Dodgers didn't exactly help.
No, it was a nightmare.
And by the way, I figured out the movie that we're talking about in the pre-show meeting.
Are we going to do this?
On
start
the air?
The show? Yeah.
Fly Away Home. That's the one with the geese.
Okay. I have no idea. I mean, what are we starting to show
with
that
for? Yeah. We still don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I thought Hunt for Red October was the movie with the geese. Turns out it was Fly Away Home.
Good. Glad we got that cleared up.
Well, no, it's not cleared. And now that we're here.
Oh, my God.
Who and what is in this movie? I have no idea.
Oh, man. Jeff Daniels is in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Geese fly away, and it's a really sad story. I thought that was the Hunt for Red October. Turns out that's a Sean Connery movie.
Yeah, different. One's
and
about
that's
the
about
submarine.
Yeah. Oh, Sean Connery is in that movie.
No, not even close. Oh, just Jeff Daniels.
The two movies have nothing to do with each other. By the way, Hunt for Red October doesn't really have anything to do with what we're talking about
it
right
really
now, except
not.
For Red October.
The rally for Red October?
All right.
Come on, man.
Friday, Stateside Live. Okay.
All right.
Big show.
Get the show on track, Spike.
I'm trying. You have to say hello to him. I suggest you just ignore him at the beginning of the show. We have a big show as always. 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson. Speaking of Red October, Larry Anderson joins us at 3 o'clock. Broads joins us at four. Flyers and 50 at 3:30, as we are a week away from the Flyers season, believe it or not. 4 o'clock, Baldy joins us. We'll see if he acknowledges me when I ask him a
Baldy.
Question. It'll be a very, very, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. We have a new number one. That's coming up at 4:30. And we will count you down. Before we get into the main thing here, we will count you down. The Eagles locker room will open about 4:20, 4:30 after practice today. And that will be the first opportunity, we think, possibly, for someone to talk to A.J. Brown, specifically Elliott Shore Parks, about
AJ.
What time
does the locker room open today?
4:20, 4:30, somewhere around there.
AJ. Come on.
Come on, Letty.
Come
We've never
on.
Waited more patiently for
yes.
the locker room to open.
So, yes. So,
for interviews.
So we will bring you that as soon as Elliott is done talking to AJ, if AJ talks, we will talk to Elliott about what AJ said.
I kind of envision it like when they open the gates at a stadium.
Yes. Just the
Everybody
mad rushes
rush. In.
Yes. Like it's festival seating for a concert. Yeah.
Yep.
So I want to give you some numbers, and because we have a 4-0 Eagles team. 4-0.
That's a good number right there.
Yeah, and remember last year they started 2-2, and they won the Super Bowl, and they were 2-2, and they were 4-0 this year against a very difficult schedule. And that is important, the fact that they're 4-0. There's only two 4-0 teams in the NFL. There are two of the Super Bowl favorites at the beginning of the year, Buffalo and the Eagles, and that is important. However, I was looking at some numbers last night, and when I am thinking big picture about winning the Super Bowl, when I look at these numbers say more to me about the potential for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl than 4-0 does. Mm-hmm. Let me give you some of these numbers. The Eagles are 32nd in the NFL in passing offense. The Eagles are 24th in the NFL in passing touchdowns. The Eagles' offense is 30th in the NFL in yards per game.
Jeez.
The Eagles' offense is 28th in the NFL in yards per drive.
Damn.
The Eagles are 32nd in the NFL in three and out rates. Mm. That means they have more three and outs per drive than any team in the NFL.
Mm.
Jalen Hurts, after starting strong, avoiding sacks, is now 23rd in the league in sack rate. He gets sacked on 7% of his dropbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to the rushing offense, because that is what saved us last year. The Eagles are 16th in the NFL in rushing offense. 16th. Saquon Barkley is 2nd in rushing attempts, but he is 20th in rushing yards, and he is averaging 3.1 yards per rush.
Mm.
So when I am thinking about winning the Super Bowl, and look, they've been great in the red zone, I agree, and they have not turned the ball over. Those are two positive things.
Yeah, but
when I see all of these things tell me more about their chance to win the Super Bowl right now than 4-0 does. Your thoughts?
You say they tell you more about their, which means they don't have a great chance.
Well, it means the way that I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I am thinking more about those numbers than I'm thinking about 4-0 when I think about them trying to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I got you. And I understand that. And I think all those are valid. I really do. I look at those numbers. There's no way you can look at those numbers and say that's acceptable.
They're terrifying.
Yes. And if not for the record being 4-0, it would be an outrage in the city right now.
If I told you those were the numbers.
If they were 2-2 right now, yes. This city would be going crazy.
If I told you those were the numbers after four games, there is no possible way you would have thought the Eagles would be 4-0.
I agree.
Right? You know what I mean?
Agree.
You would say, oh, at least we're rushing the ball well, right? And I would say, no, we're not even doing that well.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Here's what I'll say. In the moment, you are correct. But I'm still under the belief that this team, as long as they remain healthy, I believe they can get this thing figured out and get on the right track. I do. I just do. It's tough to go through. I'm going through it as well. Back and forth, you're pulling your hair. I don't even have hair. But you're pulling your hair out, right? You're saying, oh, dude, why can't we move the ball with regularity? Why can't we do this in the first half? Why can't we do this in the second half, right?
Depending on which game it is.
Depending on which game it is, it's been one half or the other. So I totally understand that frustration. But if it wasn't for what we saw a year ago and – quite frankly, you could make the argument. It's not put it this way. You can make the argument they're in the same place. Record wise, they aren't. But if I were to say from a forming an identity, realizing what you want to be as a football team, where we are from the unrest. An easy part of being comfortable with this team, we're virtually in the same place we were last year.
In terms of how we feel about
how
the team.
How we feel, and if you just go by the numbers other than the results, the win and loss column, I don't know what the numbers were ranking-wise last year at this time. I can't imagine they were much better.
No, I mean, we had the bad Tampa game offensively.
Saquon hadn't taken off yet. He hadn't exploded yet. So I can't imagine the running numbers weren't great. They may have been a little better than they are right now. But he hadn't become Saquon yet. And the offense certainly wasn't developed and formed and shaped around him and the offensive line. So I say that to say this. Although we don't have the bye week to rely on, as we did last year after 5 weeks, I still believe there is time. And this week is going to be the week for me, Spike. This week, meaning Denver Sunday, New York Thursday. Then there's a 10-day break there. That's where I think we get our our sort of wake-up call, and we come back off of that.
After the Giants game.
After that Giants game. And listen, it may show glimpses of it going into that, but that 10-day respite where you can sort of regroup, recalibrate what you wanted to do coming into the season versus where you are right now. You don't get a bye week until after week nine. So you might as well take advantage of that mini bye week to sort of reassess some things, and you can hit the reset button. That's all I can rely on right now, is that I have time on my side. That's the biggest thing I got going for me. I got health right now, knock on wood, although the offensive line isn't great. But for my skill position, guys, everybody's healthy. Saquon, AJ, Devontae, Dallas Goedert is back. Jalen is fine at the quarterback position. So as long as those guys are healthy, I feel like they'll figure it out. They'll get it figured out.
215-592-9494. In terms of winning the Super Bowl, what means more to you? The fact that they're 4-0 or the fact that the offense in just about every category is looking really bad? Here is why I am more pessimistic than you are in terms of figuring it out.
Yeah.
I look at it and I say, who's going to figure it out, right? Last year, we had Kellen Moore. And you might think this, that, or the other about what Kellen Moore is as an offensive coordinator, but he certainly had a better resume at this point than Kevin Petullo does. Yeah. And I don't look in the city, and I'm not trashing Kevin Petullo, but I don't look in the city and see anyone that thinks, boy, I have a ton of confidence that Kevin Petullo is going to get this thing into shape. And then I start thinking about how it happens. So last year, we had a dominant offensive line.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And this year, they have not been dominant. And the thing that worries me is when I keep hearing from Jordan, it's execution. We're one block away. It's execution. Well, execution is just how well you play. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how, maybe this is just a year where the offensive line is good. Maybe they're pretty good. And then the Saquon part of it is, and I cannot ignore the fact that he is coming off of a year where he touched the ball almost 500 times. And almost every running back the year after that happens just does not look the same as they looked the year before. Now, we can say to our eyes, Saquon looks okay, but if he's a split second slower than he was, we're not going to see that just with our eyes. What I can see is he doesn't have one run longer than 16 yards in 4 games. And then when I think about the passing offense, and just to throw another thing on top of this, we're 4 games in and we already have 2 AJ moments. And the one isn't even over yet, isn't even resolved yet. So we're talking years since we have seen a consistent, effective passing offense from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Not since 2022.
Yeah, so I'm looking at a consistent passing offense that, by the way, doesn't turn the ball over all the time.
Right.
Because you could look at 23 and look at the total numbers, and they're fine, but he threw 16 interceptions and fumbled, I think, 7 times mm-hmm. that year. So I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to think to myself, well, where? How does this get figured out? Does it maybe get a little bit better? I'm sure, but I don't, like, they were a top 10 offense last year. I don't see a top 10 offense figuring it out here. And if I'm talking about winning a Super Bowl, the defense can be as good as we hope the defense can be. But I'm just getting worried that they have all this cohesiveness. We have the same personnel, aside from one player. We have the same head coach. We have an offensive coordinator who was the pass game coordinator last year. And we're four games in, and they still don't know who they are. And they're not doing anything effectively, really. I mean, we have a half here and a half there, but for every half we have that is great, we have a half that is putrid. Right? Yeah, I mean, putrid. The first half of the Rams game was...
We played football in halves.
In halves. The first half of the Rams game was putrid. The second half of the Tampa game was putrid. So I'm trying to figure it out. I'm looking at the numbers, and I see no cause for optimism
second
there.
Half of the Cowboy game, we scored 3 points.
Right. After a good first half. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. What is more important to you in terms of winning the Super Bowl? The fact that the Eagles are 4-0 or the fact that they are last in passing offense? They are 30th in yards per game. The fact that they are last in the NFL in three and out rate. The fact that Jalen is once again getting sacked a lot, you know, which I had hoped this was something that they would figure out. And then one final thing I'll throw on top of it is I worry that second half of the Bucs game gave everybody the blueprint. So don't blitz them. Just sit in zone and let them try to figure it out. Because the offensive line is not dominant enough to run on you and make you punish for it. And the pass offense looks flummoxed when that happens. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
4-0 always going to be more important to me. You know why? Because that knows I got a chance to play in Philadelphia, right? I don't, like, why they try to figure it out, and I know everybody's going to bring up 2023, like, oh, we were winning games, but it didn't look good. Listen, you don't know how to drive in the snow until you drive in the snow, right? Like, they hadn't been through 2023 with the collapse and know how to get through that until they went through it. Like, you don't know the trials you go through until you go through them. So, you know, they've been through that before, this team. So I need them to keep winning football games. Now, can we win the Super Bowl with this offense? No. Not being that now. Can I win the Super Bowl with the second half of the Rams offense or in the first half of the Bucs? Yes. I just need that for the full game. I'm not worried about the blueprint of the Bucs game because, like, the Rams play zone defense and they picked them apart. They were switching the man and we was killing them. I sit here last night, and, you know, I think I had a little epiphany, right? So A.J. Brown sends out a tweet. You know, everybody freaked out about it. I think A.J. Brown, he was calculated with that tweet. Because A.J. Brown knows, listen, remember what the Bible verse say? If you're not going to listen, walk away quietly, shrug your shoulders, something like that, right?
Yes.
But you know who the Eagles will listen to if I put this tweet out? WIP. They're going to listen to the fans. They're going to listen to Get Up, all these people. Anytime I put out something, I get the ball, right? Every time I put out a tweet, I get the ball, the offense look good. So I think that's what he was doing. I think he's saying, okay, y'all don't want to listen to me. I know some people y'all do listen to when they talk. On Sunday, A.J. Brown will have a good game. Pat Surtain, P2, whoever, I don't care who it is, A.J. Brown will have a good game on Sunday.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
What? Hold on, what?
Well, PS2 is pretty damn good over there.
AJ Brown pretty damn good, too.
I agree. So here's what I'll say to that, Corey. Here's what I'll say to that. I'm with you. We can't be afraid to throw the ball at PS2.
Exactly. And then, hey, I was about to go there. QB1, listen, dog. I need you to lock in. Listen, because you threw a touchdown on PS2 to Devontae back the first year. I know that was a
while. Yeah, I remember it. I remember it.
It's like you told us we got to stop playing the loot or stop being conservative in what we do. It's on you, man. Listen, I don't care if Nick Sirianni telling you don't throw interceptions or whoever, your Bowling Green coach or whatever telling you don't throw interceptions.
Wow.
Bowling Green coach.
The shot at Nick.
No. Nick, I'm talking about his QB coaches from Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like you're calling him a low-level coach.
Ohio, baby. I got to give respect, you know what I'm saying? But look, I just need you to play quarterback, dog. Don't be scared. Saquon might not be otherworldly, but what if he not Saquon from last year? What is he? Derrick Henry?
What is he? But
I don't know. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. He doesn't look like any of that. There is no number you can look at with Saquon that is he's not breaking tackles at the same rate he did last year. He's not. And I can get into nerd numbers. I don't want to do it. But he is. There's not a lot that looks. That makes you optimistic when you're looking at the Saquon stuff.
You know what I think with Saquon is? I think he pressing, right? Because, like, look, when you see, and I know it's a small sample size. When they gave the ball to A.J. Dillon, A.J. Dillon averaging, like, 7 yards a carry. When we had Will Shipley in there, I know that was week one, he was picking up a carry. I think Saquon is starting to press because when you're getting bottled up a lot, it's like, oh, I'm the highlight reel. I'm the joystick. Like, instead of just taking what's there, and sometimes you just got to take what's there. Like, you're not always going to hit your head on the goalpost, Saquon. Stop doing all that. He's starting to remind me of Penn State Saquon. All that dancing and juking. Listen, that's not what you did. You was a one-cup guy. You didn't do the juking and the spinning until the second level. He's doing that behind the line of scrimmage now. That's true.
Yeah, some of it is blocking. Yeah, some of it is blocking.
Yeah, but I need you to just lock in and pick up the yards that's there. We're going to be all right. It's early in the season. And we play the team, the Chiefs, the Rams. But look, Lamar Jackson got the best offense in the NFL. They put up 7 points in the first, and don't give me no hamstring, because his hamstring, he didn't quit until the second half, right? They put up 7 points on that team, right? We was with the Chiefs, right? We was with the Rams, the top team. So it's okay. We got a little Giants, a little cupcakes coming up. Bo Nix, Bo Twix, whatever you want to call him. We going to see. Go Birds, baby.
All right, go Birds.
Go Birds. Go Birds.
You know, he's The AJ thing, it's an interesting theory that he's trying to get everybody riled up to put pressure around the Eagles to throw him the ball. What worries me is they tried to throw him the ball in the second half and it just didn't work.
Right.
You know, he had 9 targets, and I know AJ Brown wants 15 targets instead of 9.
Right.
But if I had told you that AJ Brown would get 9 targets, none of us would say he would have 2 catches for 7 yards.
Yeah, but they weren't clean targets.
None of them were. Well, there were some bad throws from Jalen in there, and then some of them he didn't have a chance, right?
Right.
I mean, some of them he had guys draped all over him 5 yards away from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
So my worry is that second half is that they're just not going to – I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Petullo. I don't know if it's Sirianni. I don't know if it's Jalen. And Jalen has never – it's sort of impossible to separate Sirianni and Jalen because they've been together this entire time.
Yeah, yes.
But even last year, Jalen's way better against man than he was against zone. I mean, that was one of the things that – there was a huge split there.
And that's what AJ thrives in.
Right,
man,
man
coverage, yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Every Eagle stat on offense looks bad. Every single one, but they are 4-0. Do you have enough confidence that they are going to get this offense where it needs to be to win the Super Bowl? Because remember, that is the point. Coming up next, I do have a trade scenario I want to throw at Ike and Jack. Just a little trade scenario.
Ooh, boy.
A little trade scenario.
Does it involve a wide receiver?
It does not.
Ooh.
Yeah, it does involve a wide receiver.
All right.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.